Another place you can tune in is on the Horse Races Now app. And this has been known as the coolest horse racing app ever. And I told you at the top of the show, it has now been downloaded by more than 300,000 users in, how about this, 186 countries. And I can remember sitting down with trainer Ken McPeak, who is the man behind Horse Races Now. And it was his brainchild to come up with this concept. I remember sitting down with him at Keeneland, I believe it was a September sale, and he showed me the prototype before it was going to launch. And it was a great concept. And to see where it is now in just a few years is absolutely incredible. And Ken McPeak put his money up. He supported this with his very own money. And now it's there. And now he's giving back to the horse racing industry. And he's here to tell you all about it right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kenny, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah, happy to have you on board. And really, I mean that. When you say 300,000 users, 186 countries for this app, Kenny, I do. I remember that day when we sat down together, and it was just a prototype at that point. And you have to be thrilled to see where it is today.
Well, I'm going to correct you. It's 330,000 in 190 countries now.
Ooh, how about that?
So it grinds along. It gets 10,000 new users a month, and thanks to everybody out there, it keeps growing. So the more people you can tell, the better. But it's and it does it virally, and we have very little advertising other than the fact that you promote it a lot. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, this game's a great game, and most people don't know much about it. And we're trying to expand, you know, our world, and obviously you do a lot of the same stuff. So I think we're all on the same page. But it's been financially a difficult mountain to climb, and it's still negative cash flow. But at the same time, I think in the long run it'll all work out.
Yeah, and I mentioned that people can go and listen to our coverage on the app as well. So if they download Horse Races Now, they not only can watch video replays and live video of races around the country, but they can also, we have a channel on there. We're a proud channel partner with Horse Races Now, and they can listen to podcasts of our programming and live streaming right there on the app, which I think is really, really cool. And I know that you're still working with Trax to get more and more content on there each and every day. And boy, to see what you're doing now with that app and to see, Kenny, what you're doing with this new initiative that you've launched, this fundraising initiative to give back to the sport, attempting to raise $50,000, half going to PDJF, half going to Old Friends. You're trying to do it by Breeders' Cup here at Keeneland at the end of October. Just hats off, my friend.
I don't think we'll have much trouble doing that either. As an entity, we're up to about 160,000 email addresses. And these are people that actively use the app regularly, and I mean that keeps growing. So I think if we can, you know, source that group of people that actively use our product, then we'll come up with that. And you know, there's a lot of things in this game that need a little help. Retirement of racehorses is certainly a really important topic, and then the jockeys that put their lives on the line every day, riding out there. It's a really, really brave job. Riding horses, being a jockey, so any way we can help.
Yeah, and if people do want to make a contribution to that cause, they can go to gofundme.com/giveback to racing. That's gofundme.com/giveback to racing, and you can make your donation there. And the goal is 50,000 between now and the Breeders' Cup. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And we got the first day launched, so we were up to 3,000 already. Don't quote me. I know we're over two. So, that's a quick start. And hopefully others come on and donate too. And like I said, it is a good cause. We're trying to do something positive for the game.
Yeah. What led you to want to do this, Kenny?
The app or the fundraising?
The fundraising.
The fundraising, in all honesty, the team came up with it. I'm busy training horses a lot of days. And in all honesty, Chris Carper and Jessica Peterson are one and one running the app, and they thought that this would be a good thing. And I said, absolutely, that's a great idea. Let's do it. So they've put their heads together on all that, and I just had to give my thumbs up on it. Not going to complete credit, but at the same time, Sue, who was involved, my ex-wife Sue McPeak is still involved in the app, and she also has always said want to do some positive stuff for the sport, and she's also been one that's helped on this.
Yeah, and you know, you and I, Kenny, kind of think along the same lines with these kind of things, that when we're fortunate enough to make our living in this sport, and look, we both think it's the greatest game in the world, when you're fortunate enough to do that, whenever you have the opportunity to give back to the sport in some way like this, you have to do it. And it just is so important for everybody to realize that these are organizations, PDJF and Old Friends, that are only funded through donations like this. And that's the only way that they can survive and help the horses and help the people that they're actually helping.
There's no doubt. They need all the push they can get. And we're just a vehicle for it. It's those out there that actually are going to do the donations that we'll be depending on. And I need to make a donation myself today.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to actually do the same thing. So you and I are both on board, and we encourage everybody to go to GoFundMe.com/giveback to racing to make that donation. And again, you can download the Horse Races Now app as well. If you don't already have it, you're really missing out. So make sure you do that. Now, Kenny, you mentioned you're busy training horses, which of course is your primary job. You were busy this past Thursday at the Fasig Tipton Sale picking out future stars for the McPeak stable. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, that's been my MO for years. I mean, over the course of my career, I've been lucky enough that people sent me to auction, and I love doing it. I think it's kind of like a college coach who gets to pick his own players. I do a lot of that. And I'm willing to buy for other trainers and owners. That's fine, too. But I think that training horses is wonderful and everything, but buying horses is really difficult, and if you're good at buying them, then you get – you know, the good horses to train. So it all kind of works together. And I've sharpened my eye over the years. I like to say I've trained enough average to slower horses early in my career and enough good ones to know the difference. And it's the ultimate challenge working an auction.
What's your philosophy when you're looking at young horses like this that are unproven? All you have to go by is confirmation and pedigree. What's your philosophy to selecting the right yearling?
Well, it's very artistic. You have to look at the pedigree. You have to look at the confirmation. The all the right parts in the right places are a really big deal. I'm extremely picky about the hind leg on a horse. I think a really good hind leg makes a racehorse. I've never really seen many top racehorses that had a poor hip or hind end. And so I put a lot of focus in on that. And then beyond that, it's balance and it's a flow of movement. That's a really big deal. And then you've got to fit the budget, whomever you're working for, and try to hit their budget. So it's a like an arena that's an extremely big challenge. I've never had major big time money behind me. I've always had a modest, good solid budget, and I do the best I can to invest people's money wisely.
How long does it take you to know if a horse has that it factor once you buy them and get them to the track?
Moments. I mean, there's a book by Malcolm Gladwell called Blink. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's ever read it, when I look at a racehorse, I blink. I go, oh, that's one that I like, or this is one I don't like. And it flows through my head really quickly. I liken it to going into a bar as a single guy, and you scan through the crowd, and you see the cute girls, and you see the ones that aren't so cute, or at least the ones that you're attracted to. And I think that as a horseman, you have to be attracted to a certain type and style of horse that's helped make you successful and win races. And I know it's an odd analogy, the bar analogy, but it's a truth. And with racehorses at a horse sale, you don't have a lot of time. You have to make quick judgment decisions and literally blink and decide whether you like this horse or not. And then you can come back and study it a little further. And it gives you most horse sales, you don't get a whole lot of time to sort through them. So you better be good at it. You better be fast.
Talking with trainer Kenny McPeak, fast approaching 1,500 career winners, and nobody knows how to pick out a good horse the way Ken McPeak does. He certainly has done a tremendous job with that. Kenny, I did have a email when we sent out our newsletter to our email list yesterday. I got an email from a listener that wanted me to ask you about what's next for Wonderment. And when she sent me that, I went back and watched the race. And that race the other day was absolutely sensational. Tell me about her.
Well, she's a filly that I only paid $45,000 for in the New York bred sale last summer. And we put a group together and I kept a piece of her. But that filly, we may wheel her back in the New York bred stake. I believe it's the 18th or 19th. it's a little quick in my mind, but at the same time, you know, we didn't run her on Lexix, which I was thrilled with, and she had a terrible trip and won anyway. And there's not another option to run her again until later in August. So we're likely to probably go right back in. She cleaned the feed tub up post-race and then the night of the race, and so that's a good sign. And so yeah, we're pretty excited about her. She might be a top New York bred filly, and I think she wants to go a whole lot longer than she ran the other day, 5/8. That's really not been my MO, going 5/8, but she, good horses win anyway, and she acts like one of those.
Were you as impressed with that performance as I was?
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was stopped dead cold in the turn, and I thought, well, there's all chance lost. She probably lost 3-4 lengths, maybe more, just on the check that Joelle had to put on her. And then she comes back and circles around him and draws off. So that's a sign of a good one, and to overcome adversity. And she certainly acts like she's all right. She's not a go to the lead and run type of filly. She's more of a lay behind and then come at him. So that's a great tactical horse to have.
Well, you're also going to be active later this afternoon at Arlington Park in the Grade 3 American Derby with a horse by the name of King of New York, who is a Kentucky-bred son of Street Boss. Robbie Alvarado aboard. He won impressively last time out in an allowance race at Churchill on the grass. Tell me a little bit about him.
This colt's rock solid. He's another one that was a modest-priced yearling. I believe he's 65. And he is just, every time we run him, if he didn't have a rough trip, he's been first, second, or third, I believe, 8 times and 11 starts. And then every time we've run him a flat mile is when he's had difficulty, but we don't do that anymore. And I do think that the turf is going to be his home in the future. He'll probably come back in something in either Saratoga or possibly in the Secretariat if he can run well today. But he's a real happy horse. This is a horse you take him to the racetrack, and if you could have a horse smile, he loves to go to work every day. He loves to work. He loves to gallop. He bounces when he comes on the track. It's one of those positive energy things that we see. And I love to see a horse with that kind of mindset and energy.
Trainer Kenny McPeak here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kenny, like all of our guests who appear on the program, will receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. You can embrace your passion at embracetherace.com. Kenny, I know you got horses to train this morning, so we'll let you go, but really appreciate it, and all the best with the fundraising initiative and with Horse Races Now and with your stable as well.
Thanks for having me.